H, as you know, is a local, so he's just following up.
Nice to meet you, Scott.
He's following up on the notices, the potential notices that we were going to issue yesterday. I've explained that we don't have, we haven't been issued any notices, so we sorted out the electrical. We just need to get the new contractor in to run through the process that we've got. The initial testing, we provided that information and the test results, including the timage of the time taken on the tests, back to the inspector. The inspector was happy with that. We just need to get the new guys in to run through this compound, which is different to the construction site, which is our Pioneer office, and it will be to the workers' compound too. The workers' compound will be considered as a construction site.
Yeah,
it has to be.
Yeah.
So that's the two definitions. Because
so we don't have any workers from the site that actually come to this compound.
No, it's just the staff. So they just they've got their own area over there. They've got the two caravans and all that sort of thing. Yeah. So that's all done.
And where's the initial induction all that done over there?
Oh, the induction will be done here, but it's done out of hours. So we, like yesterday, I went to Borrell in the afternoon, go down to Brisbane Road and that sort of thing. So Mondays and Tuesdays we have inductions in here, but that's sort of...
That's still part of the workplace, if you're doing inductions for a job site at a compound. So this is why I'm just a bit confused how they determine whether this is not a part of the work site. So
I think the...
And I'm not being... I'm just trying to...
My understanding of how it went is...
Is it your understanding or what they've said?
Oh, they've said it's not. He just told me it's not. So okay. When he made the phone call and said, yeah, no, it's definitely not, because you don't have... so our offices over there, your construction workers bringing material in there and that sort of thing. So that's why they say, well, even though it's an office, it's in a construction site, we've got plant and equipment and that type of thing. Here, there's no equipment, there's no plant. The workers come in, they don't bring their tools. It's a clean environment.
So they have no copies of swims and that over here?
Yep.
Yep, so when the workers come in and do a initial induction and that, they go for their swims while they're here?
They sign their swims, they have their swims, and they've given us a copy before that. We have our own swims here. If they give us the swims, that's fine. But from an electrical point of view, the risk is that you're bringing tools and equipment in, or you could somehow treat the place as though it was a construction site. So because it's not a matter of actually whether the workers are coming in here doing work or whether they're signing a bit of a form, it's all about the risk. As like I said, as my understanding, it's all about the risk to the area for electrical.
Okay.
So that's just what the inspector said, and the I don't know, like I said, I don't know who he called, but over there, absolutely 100% sure we do all of that.
What's your role, mate? Sorry,
superintendent.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You're giving me shit wearing that jersey.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm joking.
Come on.
Look, mate, I'm just doing the initial checkup.
It's a good pickup.
I live local.
For me, it's a good pickup, mate, because we would have gone on using old mate, thinking in good faith. So rather do it now and do it right.
It was a bit disappointing, that one.
To be honest with you, man, it happens on a lot of jobs. You know what I mean? Where you get a bloke that goes and just does an initial course overnight and goes and gets that ticket, man, and, you know, or gyms. Yeah, gyms. Obviously, it's just generic sort of notices, man, all good.
Yep, no notices, mate. And like I said, at the moment, we've got till 2 o'clock today on the other one, and obviously, if we get that, we'll put it up on the notice board.
Yeah. I'll go and give you one of my cards in a way. It's on the local place.
Yeah, right. No worries.
What's your region? Okay. You.
So I'm Surface Paradise.
Yeah.
North.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah.
So, past Beanleaf. I used to go actually from Surface Paradise all the way to Port of Brisbane.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we'll just put on 13 new officials, so...
Yeah.
See, they just announced the Marine March, $500 million. Knock it down and build a massive big gun.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Scase's dream. In the bin.
All right, gone.
Marine Mirage, that's Dion Generelli. We've got a meeting with him down in Melbourne in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
He's a bloke off maths. He was on that Married at First Sight.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, him and his father. He actually threatened a couple of our members about a month ago. Jumped out of his sports car. Told him to get off his fucking land. And then went.
Let's get that well for it.
Yeah, well, he went and threatened multiplets as well, which I couldn't give a fuck about anyway. But he says, I'm going to make this job very hard for you. You're not going to build it. So, you know, got his contact numbers. He says, mate, you're talking my language now. Beautiful. let's catch up. So anyway, see how we go. Anyway, we've got a lot of work coming.
I don't know. I don't watch American Success, so it's on.
Mate, I'll be there doing the dishes. My missus will be watching it, you know, and I'll just pop me over and have a look.
My missus watches it, but I put earphones.
Good to meet you anyway, mate.
Yeah, so.
All the best for the game tonight.
I'll
come grab that car.
We should be alright. I'll come out too, I'll grab one.
What's happened to, I've heard Jamie Porter's playing the coup.
Yeah, he's gone out
on
the front,
doing a bit of
demo.
Yeah,
so he's
been out of my man. No, he's a good fella. Yeah. I had him signed to meet up in Park for a week back at Costa Corral and all that.
Oh, you're from CQB, are you?
Originally, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have much to do with that, apart from all that shit with man, but...
No.
I was basically based on Albert Street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those inductions too, mate. That's only until before we got another 4 weeks or something until that thing's built.
Over there,
yeah.
It'd probably drag out a little bit longer, I think, before it's fully habitable.
I think the intent is the induction to go over.
So give me a quick rundown. What is it? So it's another section across the Cremant Connector here.
Yeah.
And how many kilometres is it? Where does it go from?
8.
Yeah. 8 kilometres.
8 k's.
Yeah.
This street to the bottom section of the north.
Okay.
Which is Helensvale Road, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the duration of this project roughly? All going well.
We're supposed to be at 27. There's a lot of tricky stuff in it. A lot of hard rock at the south, a lot of soft mud at the north, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Is it coming here or?
No, on the other side of the road.
The other side. Yeah, okay. I've got this stuff.
How come you go for New South Wales?
All my family goes for Queensland.
Can run one out.
Yeah. So, be a good game, man.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, I hope it's better than the first game. Yeah. Oh, that ruined it for me. It was fucking over 7 minutes in. It wasn't going to be a game, man.
I actually worried because, you know, you fucking sometimes the opposite team, you knock them down, you take one person out and they fucking fire up and, you know, the other team gets a little bit complacent. And,
I can't believe they made so many changes because the Blues, none of them gave up. And in this day and age,
that initial 20 minutes, man, where they were like,
they had some fight in
it. You know, I've got to leave this for that. Thanks for your time, man. Thanks, mate.
Nice to meet you.
See you, man.
Just,
Hey, mate. No, it's all good. It's over. He's heading off now. This is just to check up on notices and stuff from yesterday. There's H that I didn't meet him yesterday, so. So, we're just going back in the office now.
Sweet.
Sending out the group text to say it's over, so we've got time record of it.
Right.
Meeting with Sir Pending here is over. Full stop. Official leaving. 1 PCB.
He's alright, actually.
He is. But,
but they play the
but now, eight but now, they, now they now they know the job goes to Smith Street. Gibbo thinks it finishes a truck in Buckley.
Well, it'll you know they know.
They don't know what they're doing.